First of all, just introduce me to this fund. What's it all about? And I understand this is a yearly thing that LNER does.
Yes, every year LNER has a fund. It's called the Customer and Community Investment Fund. And it's £500,000 of funding that we provide to community groups, charities, and ideas and projects that our customers have come up with, really. So we really try and support projects up and down the length of the LNER route that are really targeted at helping particular social needs, things like employability, education, and we do a lot as well in terms of mental health.
Great stuff. And obviously, you know, the people who are within the 15 miles of the route can apply for this fund. So, and obviously, given the fact that your train stop at Lookers, Kirkcaldy, Inverkeithing, we're talking about a lot of communities here that could potentially benefit from this fund.
Absolutely, we are. So we love to be able to invest in projects the length of our route. We obviously do set a limit in terms of the distance that communities are from the railway routes that we serve. But we really encourage applications for funding from all sorts of community groups, big and small. And it's, yeah, so we make grant funding allocations. We support the different projects with the funding, typically for a 12-month period. And these are all projects that where people come forward with absolutely sort of fantastic, unique ideas sometimes to help individuals or community groups that really need that little bit of extra help.
How many days or weeks are there left for people to apply?
Well, you've actually got until the end of the month, end of July, to apply. So only about 10 days left now to apply. Details are available on the lnr.co.uk website. So people can go along there, have a look at the schemes that we've funded in the past and find out the information that they need to apply for funding for the coming year. There's some really inspiring stories on the website about the charities and the groups that we've helped in the past. We've helped, for example, a group in Edinburgh that's working to support mental well-being amongst male groups, trying to tackle feelings of isolation. But it's called the Many Sheds Project. So you can imagine that, you know, it's all about forging friendships and building up friendships that really bring a positive change to people's lifestyles. And that's just one example. We work with children's groups. We work in all sorts of different areas, and we're really proud actually of some of the schemes that we're able to help with this fund.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. You know, how much impact has this fund had in Scotland? But from what you've just described, it's already making a difference north of the border.
Yes, and in previous years we've helped other schemes now, other charities in Fife actually. So you know, there's a lot that this fund does for people. There's, of course, these days, you know, there are various sources of funding, but given that the pressures that everybody's under, it's great that we're able to help with an additional source of funding. We like to, LNER, you know, our motto is to put heart into everyone's journey, and we're great at giving people a great service when they're travelling with LNER, but we like to work beyond the railway boundary. We like to support our communities that we serve. This is a great way of doing so. We really do welcome applications from groups who haven't heard about this fund before. That's the whole point, of course, of spreading the message and encouraging people to take a look on the website for details as to how to apply for the funds for the coming year.
Finally, what does this fund say about how well embedded the railway is in not just our transport needs, the transportation system in Britain, but in our culture as well? Because, you know, I think it's become so apparent in recent years that, you know, it's a train is not just a train for a train's sake. You know, it's a big part of our culture and way of life, in whether it's in Scotland, the northeast of England, Yorkshire, or in London, or any other part of the route that you serve, that LNER's trains do serve.
You absolutely hit the nail on the head there. Nobody is taking a train journey just for the sake of it. Everybody is travelling by train for another reason, you know, to visit friends, to visit family, to get to work, of course, or just for a day out. So every train journey involves a benefit, an impact beyond the train journey itself. But this fund is about, you know, really dialing that up through the investment that we make into the fund, into the community groups and the charities that we serve. So really spreading the benefits of train travel and of the work that we do every day, taking people up and down the East Coast route.